The assignment for chapter 14 is actually very similar to the stock assignment, in that some of the calculations are similar, the capital gains, the dividends and the like, and the returns. But some of them are more geared toward mutual funds, the commissions and the assets under management fee. But the ones we really hope you enjoy are the last two, numbers 5 and 6, where you're actually going to go in and do some research. Now, I've given you 4 mutual funds. They're all good funds, in my humble opinion, but they're all a little different. And they all invest in stocks, so hey, you think, oh, they're stock mutual funds. Well, that's it. That's the life you live when you start getting involved in investing. You start to coax out the subtle differences between the different investments. And all these mutual funds invest in stocks, but they all do it a little bit differently. And so we hope you have fun with this. We hope get lost, in a nice way, of course, because there are thousands of funds. And remember, there's a presentation that shows you how to do the research. The best place, of course, is the mutual fund company itself. And then, of course, there's Yahoo and Morningstar. And if you click either of those, they will say, oh, if you're interested in this mutual fund, maybe you want to look at this mutual fund. And so what I tell the students in Business 123, Introduction Investments, is to get lost. In a nice way, of course, because there is no end to what you will learn, to what you will discover, to what you can investigate. There are thousands of stocks, tens of thousands of bonds, thousands of mutual funds. No one person will ever learn everything there is to know about the industry. And that's what excites me and pleases me about the industry. There's chocolate and vanilla and strawberry. And then there's a bunch of other flavors out there for you to investigate. So we hope you enjoy this. And if you do, that's a very good sign that you could be your own investment manager and that you might enjoy a career in the industry. Did we mention that the salaries are higher than the national averages? And if this is really painful and boring and I can't stand it, but I'm about ready to jump out the window, then that's another good sign that, you know, investments are probably not your cup of tea and it'd be better to have an investment advisor to help you. Neither is good nor bad, folks. It's just analyze. We tell the students in Business 123, Introduction Investments, analyze yourself. Analyze your feelings, your emotions, your thoughts as you're doing the assignment. It's a little bit of a Zen exercise, if you know anything about Zen meditations and the like. And ask yourself if you're enjoying it. Because if you're enjoying it, boom, that's a great, great sign that you could do your own research, maybe even a job in the industry. And if you really don't, then that's another good sign that it'd be better to have somebody to help you. Either one is fine. And so enjoy the chapter 14 assignment on mutual funds. We're almost at the end, folks. Thank you so much for being in our class. And don't give up now. Oh, no.